I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah wa Barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. We are here with the program The Muslim Lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio,
Raziatul Najafi. Alhamdulillah. Again, Allah has given us this great opportunity. I'm so glad and thankful to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. So we were discussing the very interesting and important topic about female, our Muslim lady. So in our previous episode, we talked about the Imam Khomeini's viewpoint about Muslim lady. So today we are also continuing the same topic.
Okay, before our listeners, inshallah, they will stay with us. And I really want them to stay with us. Therefore, I'm emphasizing a lot that this topic is not an ordinary topic. This is very important. You know why? Because, inshallah, we are going to recite one Surah Fatiha, definitely, and few salawat for soul of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, because he has given us so many rights back from this beautiful Islamic rights from this cruel world, because they have just stolen out our status and our rights.
Because of him, we are keeping our heads high in front of the Western world,
No doubt, indeed.
And in front of the Muslim societies, especially, you know, in the Middle East, in the other...
Exactly. Salutes to him, definitely. Salutes to him.
So we are talking about the importance of a mother's role in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi. You know, although Imam Khomeini has encouraged women to play a role in the society, in politics, in all aspects of life, but he has stressed and emphasized more about the role of a mother. You know, he says when a mother is, you know, practicing real Islam and he is following the rules of Islam, definitely she will bring very good children, which means we will have a very good society. So in one of the quotations, he says, the lapse of a mother is the biggest school for a child. You know, this means that our children can learn the basic and the most important things of their life from the laps of their mother. It means our mother should, you know, be a very good practicing Muslim lady. The initial institution and school of all the children is the laps of their mother. Like we learn so many things from school, you know, the all important things which play a very vital and important role in our life, we learn from the school. So Imam Khomeini says, really the Islam's idea that all the children, they have the basic and important institute in the form of a mother. So if they have a very good and healthy environment in their initial and in their first school, definitely it will play a very big and vital role in their life, in their society. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about the role of women in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Ali.
I love this quotation of Imam Khomeini that he says, "O mothers, you have to achieve and you have to learn all the virtues, all the good deeds. You know, you have to be the center of khair, faza'il. Why? Because if you are the center of good deeds, automatically you are just spreading out, you are just conveying that good qualities and good habits and goodness to your children, that means to the next generations. For example, if a mother knows very good any skill, yeah, maybe she's so good in some languages and whatever skills she has, easily she can transform that skills to the children. The same way spiritual, you know, qualities, yeah, and attributes, whatever
definitely
she's achieving.
If she has, yeah, a good akhlaq, yeah, she's a practicing Muslima, she recites the Holy Quran, she prays the namaz on time. So by seeing her following the real rules of Islam, the children themselves, they adopt these qualities in themselves. Yeah. So Imam Khomeini says a teacher and even a father can't teach them these things as a practicing good mother can teach them. Because mother teaches them by practicing. She does not teach them verbally. You know, these babies, they are very intelligent. They can observe all, yeah, the things which a mother does in there, you know.
Absolutely.
Because 24 hours they are attached with her. They witness her, whatever she does, whatever she eats, whatever she watches, and whatever she recites. All these things they witness. So by witnessing, although they are small, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years,
yeah,
old childs, but instinctively they observe, which helps them in their future.
No doubt, yeah, beautiful.
So that's
beautiful.
Why we have a lot of stories that of the mothers who used to do wuzu to feed their children.
Yeah.
And they would take care of all the wajibat and muharramat. So they had a very, you know, beautiful family and very good and pious children. Like, you know, we have great Allama Majlisi and Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Tusi, all these great scholars. If we look at their lives, this we would definitely get to know that their mothers were very pious ladies.
No doubt, no doubt. And therefore, you know, whenever I'm just reading and listening to Imam Khomeini, I remember so many sayings of Ma'sumin alayhimus salam. For example, he says, "You, O mothers, you should become a center and hub and the root of goodness, mabda'i khairat." Yeah? If you are khair, you are the manifestation of goodness, so goodness will gush out from you.
Wow.
The same way if you are full of evil, so the evil will come out from you. You are that center. So I remember the saying of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, "Aksarul khayri fil nisa." You know, yeah, like the center of goodness can be a woman. Allah has created her the way she can do wonders. She can impact generation after generations. But unfortunately, you know, she doesn't know her value. She said, "Nothing. I'm just a mother. I'm just a housewife. I don't have any role. Allah is not giving me so much importance. They are not appreciating, yeah, me. You know, who am I? Look at this man. You know, they are earning a lot. They are working a lot." Earning is not a quality.
This,
you know,
is not,
yeah,
the freedom, you
exactly
know.
Exactly. I don't know. Sometimes she wants to maybe, you know, suppress herself. She said, "No, I want to be Muslim. Why Islam is giving me so much respect? Because nothing is necessary on her shoulders. Like, nothing is wajib, you know, incumbent on her to earn, to cook, to clean. Nothing. You know, she can choose. She has first choice. She said, I like to work. That is beauty of Islam, which Imam Khomeini has brought back. So she's not appreciating it. I don't know why. Yeah, this is something really strange.
Definitely. You know, this is like our great ulama say, this is like a big factory of creation of human, you know. Nowadays, you know, our people would like to get a very good job in a very modern factory or in a very modern institute, and they would earn so much money. This is their dream, yeah?
Yeah.
When we look at the role of a mother, we can say, like Imam Khomeini also says, she is the head of a very beautiful and vast and modern factory or institute. So no post is higher than her post. So she is definitely working as a very, very high, you know, earning mother.
Yeah.
In this aspect of life, if we think, she is not just a jobless or a housewife or these terminologies nowadays they use for women, which is totally wrong. She has a very, very big responsibility. And definitely that responsibility no any other human can play or can accept that responsibility other than her.
No doubt, yeah, indeed, I totally agree with you. And, you know, this is the point where Imam Khomeini is just, you know, keeping us aware of our status and our beautiful, you know, that, again, respect which Allah has given to us. And I love to say this very, very famous saying that, you know, if you want to destroy a nation, you start from the family. If you destroy the family structure, automatically you can rule, you can attack on that society and country. So here, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, he's keep emphasizing a lot. You know, I remember I was so young and I used to go to listen to him sometimes. And that time I couldn't, you know, understand. I said, why he's stressing a lot about mothers, you know, the role and the very powerful impact of this amazing factory which can make a good human, yeah, produce a good human being. So I couldn't understand that time. But later on, you know, you can know that by experiences that, ya Allah, look at his wisdom, you know. So he is the biggest protector of our rights, no doubt about it. And then the way he's balancing between the role of women as a mother and the same mother is very active in the society. So inshallah, in our next episode, we are going to talk about the role of women in politics, you know, because Imam Khomeini is not just talking about it. Practically, he's giving all the rights. So that would be so interesting.
So let me
so
end.
Time is over. Yeah.
Let me end today's program with this, that when the king said to Imam Khomeini that, why you want to, where is your army? You want to fight a kingdom, a king with lots of armies. So where is your army? So that time it is very famous that Imam Khomeini said, my army is in the wombs of mothers, in the lips of mothers.
Subhanallah.
He had
amazing.
That much in, you know, trust in the you know, Muslim, you know.
And foresighting, you know, he was looking for the future.
He was sure.
Amazing.
Then, yeah, definitely. Then it happened. Now we are witnessing the result of this beautiful
Indeed.
Thinking.
Exactly.
So I hope our listeners are enjoying these beautiful discussions. Inshallah, we will continue in our next episode. Until then, fi amanillah.
Fi amanillah. Inshallah, we are going to meet soon.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.